I've been joined in the studio today by two historians, Bill Jackson and Martin Warwick, who are going to give us a brief history of how houses in the UK have changed over the past centuries. Where shall we begin?
It's probably a good idea to start with the 17th century, because it was after this time that things started to change.
That's true. In 17th century Britain, houses were built with local materials, local tradesmen and local traditions. As a result, people living in one region all had the same house design.
People effectively lived in houses which were characteristic of their region. Although, that said, houses of the nobility and gentry were somewhat influenced by the fashions from abroad. People returning from overseas would feed information to the nobility about potential designs, and these would, in effect, be copied.
The situation in the 18th century was a little different. People were gaining greater mobility, and therefore house designs which were typical in one region were now seen in different regions, because tradesmen had gained access to the designs.
At this stage, we need to talk about the different types of houses which were inhabited during this century. During the 18th century in the countryside, people predominantly lived in detached houses as they had the space around them. In contrast, in the towns and cities, families lived in a range of different houses. For example, some detached houses, but mainly terraced houses, town houses and semi-detached houses. The town simply didn't have the space for everyone to live in detached houses.
I've always wondered how terraced houses were thought up. What was the thought process behind them?
Terraced houses came about at the end of the 17th century, and they were seen as an ideal way to solve the lack of space which existed in many large towns. Towns were getting increasingly bigger, and the space for housing was quickly diminishing. Tradesmen thought of joining houses together and then building up. Consequently, the terraced house was born.
What is interesting to see is that in the 18th century, an apparent housing divide was beginning to form in cities, which clearly separated the different classes. For example, detached houses were inhabited by the more affluent upper class, whereas semi-detached houses were occupied by the middle class and terraced houses by the lower class.
That is interesting. So already in the 18th century, there was an evident divide which we can see still exists today.
Exactly. One more interesting point to make is that up until approximately 1919, houses were generally only available to buy. This changed in 1919 when houses were offered to buy and to rent.
So renting is a fairly new phenomenon.
Yes, and believe it or not, renting began because people couldn't afford house prices. What the government found was that those that were unable to buy a property were living with family members or close friends, and that they were paying for the room or space that they occupied. Wanting to improve the situation, local councils built houses which these people could live in and which they rented out to them.
I'm going to have to stop you there as we go for a break. We'll be back with more information about the housing market in the UK shortly.